Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Feldenkrais lesson online. And today's lesson is going to be done a lot in sidelying. So before you proceed with listening to the lesson, take a moment to make sure you have something that will be comfortable for you when you're lying on your side for your head and your neck. That being said, when you rest, you probably won't want too many things under your head, so make sure it's mobile. You'll also need to have room above your head for your arms at certain times in the lesson. So just make sure that you don't have any furniture or obstacles or pets in your way, although I know the pets have a mind of their own. And then lie down on your back. And just take a moment in lying down on your back to notice the contact of your back with the floor. And especially today, we're going to pay attention to what's happening in the trunk. And when I say the trunk, I'm talking about from where your legs come into your body, so the area of the pelvis and the abdomen, the lumbar spine, your chest, your ribs going around your thoracic spine to the back, as well as your cervical spine, which is your neck. So taking a few moments to kind of sense that area, noticing how it moves as you breathe, the quality of resting. And then if you think of that trunk as your central area, almost as if it was like a cylindrical tube there with your arms and legs kind of sticking out of it, could you sense how the arms and legs enter into the trunk and how they extend out of the trunk? You could say it's the same thing, but it's kind of different when you look at the different ways that your limbs attach to your trunk. And then notice also where the back of your head contacts the floor. And now roll onto your right side. You'll have your knees bent as if you're sitting in a chair. And for the moment, just place your left hand on the floor comfortably in front of you with the elbow up in the air bent, just very comfortable supporting you. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. And just begin an easy movement of taking your chest towards your arm and away from your arm. So your chest is moving towards your arm and away from your arm. So the hand is just comfortable. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It's just kind of hanging out there. And you're just moving your chest forward and back. And as you're moving your chest forward and back, could you let your attention go to the shape of your spine for a moment? And just notice, does the spine change its shape? Or does it stay the same? And how do you move your chest forward and back? There's a couple of different ways that you can do it. So one way to move your chest forward and back is to kind of allow your whole torso, that whole trunk, to roll so that you feel like your spine stays more or less the same, but it's turning. You might feel a little movement in the hip area and in the sacrum as you do that. And then another way to move your chest forward and back is to arch your back a little bit and then round your back a little bit, or what we would call flexing and extending. And so after you experiment with the one way that you chose, could you try the other way? So if you were flexing and extending, could you see what it's like to now just roll a little bit and see what goes with you? And if you were rolling, see what happens to the shape of your back when you're flexing and extending. And just noticing, is the other way also available to you, just as easy for you? Or maybe you picked that first way because that was the best way for you. So just noticing. And then let that go. And could you put both arms folded in front of you so that they're kind of like a mirror image of your legs? In other words, another image I have sometimes is like how little children go to sleep with their one palm on top of the other, the elbows bent, so that your knees and your elbows look like they're mirrors of each other. And it doesn't have to be perfect, of course. And then just staying in this position, could you picture in your mind a movement where your left elbow and your left knee come towards each other and then come back? So you're not doing it. You're just imagining it for a moment. Just imagine it. And just think to yourself, as you're imagining this movement, would it change the shape of your back at all? Or would it be just a movement of your limbs? And then just do the very first 25th of a second of the movement, just as if you were starting the movement, but then you changed your mind. And as you do that, and just do that a few times, just notice as you begin, is there anything that happens in the spine or the hips? It's okay if it doesn't. And then just pause with that little tiny movement. And place your left hand on your forehead, just in the same angle that it is right now. So it's sort of like an oy vey kind of position. And just for a couple of moments, you're going to actually do the movement that you were just imagining, but now you're going to include your head staying with your left arm. So your knee slides up, your elbow comes down, and your head comes down a little bit. And again, you're not trying to touch. It's a tiny little movement. But as you're doing this movement and including your head, is there something that happens in your spine? Notice what your breath is doing. Are you exhaling or inhaling as you do the movement? And could you let the movement happen on an exhale? Notice if the shape of your back changes in any way. Notice how your head follows. And now pause a moment, and you can take your hand off your head. And now could you continue that movement, letting it grow, have your head follow along, but you don't have to have your hand connected to your head. Now you understand how the head could participate. So you're just easily folding and then coming back, slowly, slowly, no rush. And as you're doing that, could you let your attention go to your lumbar spine? Your lumbar spine is the area between the bottom of your ribs and the top of your pelvis. And just notice whether it moves backward, whether it turns. What does it feel like to let yourself get small like this? Great. And then let the whole thing go. Roll onto your backs and take a rest. And just notice where you feel the results of this movement. One of the brilliant aspects of Feldenkrais's lessons is that you're often working with one side while the other side is connecting to the ground in some way, supporting you or responding. So it's almost as if you're getting two lessons at the same time. One for the one half of you and one for the other half of you. And how do they integrate the information? And then roll back onto your right side, coming to the same position. So your arms are folded in that folded position, that's right. And now, could you picture for a moment what would be involved in doing a movement that's the exact opposite of what you just did. In other words, what you just did was folding your arm, your elbow, and your knee towards each other and your head going down and your back rounding. So how could you now go into the unfolding of this? So begin to play with the idea of your left leg and your left arm moving apart from each other and then coming back. Now, you don't have to lift your leg off of your other leg when you do this. We try to be intentionally lazy with Feldenkrais, so you can actually leave your top leg just resting on your bottom leg and just lengthen the leg away. And same thing with your arm. It doesn't have to lift up in the air. It can just slide along your arm and then along the floor. And you're just doing the top leg. You're not unfolding your whole both legs. You're just unfolding the top leg, the left leg. And so if your head were to do the opposite movement, it would begin to look up. Right? So as your arm moves away, your head looks up and your leg doesn't have to go behind you. It's just going straight down. So you're thinking about yourself becoming very tall, right? As you were folding up and curling yourself together, there was this sense of becoming somewhat small. And now you're lengthening yourself in both directions and just noticing what's happening in your spine as you do that movement. So you're just lengthening your top leg, not your bottom leg, just your top leg. And your arm. So your arm is going up over your head and you're looking up at your hand. As you're doing that, can you expand your field of attention so that it's not just about doing the movement, but noticing what's happening? For example, what's happening to your ribs? What do you feel in your neck as your head looks up? And then let the whole thing go again and roll onto your backs. And is there a different quality of contact when you've done the growing? Does one side of you feel bigger or smaller than the other? Are you breathing differently on one side of your chest? And now roll back onto your right side. Once again, your knees are bent and your arms are bent in a mirror image. So you're on your right side. And now can we combine the two movements that you've been playing with? So you're going to fold your left knee, your left elbow, and your head towards each other. And then you're going to unfold by letting the left leg and the left arm reach away from each other. And your head is looking up. So you're going from making yourself small, exhaling, and then expanding yourself and looking up. So both elbows begin bent so that it's easy for you to do that movement. You don't have to have your right arm extended in any way. And remember that you don't have to actually hold your limbs in the air, right? You can just kind of drag them along. So you're folding, bringing your knee to your head and your head and elbow and knee towards each other. And then everything goes away, lengthening your leg, lengthening your arm, looking up at your hand. Now, as you're doing this movement, could you begin to pay attention to your elbow and your knee. Just paying attention and noticing, are they really mirrors of each other? Sense your wrist and your ankle. Your shoulder and your hip joint. And then just leave that and pause, rest on your side, just stay on your side. Now we're going to work a little bit with the imagination. So you're not going to do anything for the next few minutes. But what I'd like you to do is picture something beyond what we think of is possible. I'd like to imagine you to imagine that you're making yourself incredibly small, as if as you folded, again, this is just in the imagination, you could fold yourself into a teeny ball. I almost sometimes think of like if the universe began with a big bang, right? Before the universe began, it was all kind of crunched together in a tiny little ball. So if you imagine yourself for a moment as a universe that's all condensed and everything pulled in together as small as you could possibly be, and then imagine that from this tiny point, you're expanding and moving apart, so that you unfold to be as large and as long as possible, maybe even as big as the room that you're in. And then imagine yourself once again folding, tiny, 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 seeing yourself small. And then imagine yourself unfolding and becoming long and large. And then small and tall and small, tall, small, tall, small, tall, small, tall, small, tall. Small, tall, small, tall. Can you hold the image of being small and tall at the same time? And now once again, could you begin actually folding and unfolding? And please do not feel that you have to make yourself into a pin or be the Big Bang, but you can fold and unfold. And I see that some people want to explore the idea of using both arms and both legs, and that's fine. Eventually, we'll be going back to just one arm and one leg. But if you like the idea of folding yourself with both legs, go ahead for a few moments and feel your largeness or your smallness as you're folding and unfolding, and see if you can turn it into almost a continuous motion, as if you were some sort of galaxy folding and unfolding. Back and forth. And as you do that, could you imagine that you have a camera hovering above you and it can see your shape as you're morphing back and forth? Notice if you hold your breath at any point, or if you're straining or forcing, and make it as leisurely and as pleasurable as you can. And then the next time that you unfold, could you just stay unfolded and see if there's a way that you could just roll right from there onto your back? Just kind of unfold and roll onto your backs. Notice how you've ended up and then take a rest. And you can bring your arms down for the rest. And just enjoying the sense of your size, your dimension. So one of the things that's really important in sort of taking these ideas into our lives is seeing how some of Feldenkrais's principles can actually apply to our lives. And in this case, One of them is clarity. And those of you who've studied with me before know that I'm constantly quoting, if you know what you're doing, you can do what you want. So could you picture for a moment, actually everyone extend your arms above your head and spread your legs so you kind of look like an X, like we did in a lesson a while ago, which is where you ended up after you unfolded and rolled onto your back. So can you picture for a moment, how could you reverse the movement that you did to get on your back in order to get you back onto your side? So don't do anything yet. Try to picture, what was the last thing that happened before you ended up in this position? Because that would be the first thing that happens as you go back to your side. So here's where we create our clarity, a clarity of intention. And so once you think that you have figured out how you would get back to your side, and I know you all know how to get back to your side, that's not the point, but to see if you can remember how to get back the way you got there, that's the interesting challenge. Go ahead and roll onto your side, back onto your right side. Very creative ideas, many of which have nothing to do with what we just did. So once you're on your side, just pause there a moment and we'll give everyone time because some people are still working with it. So just stay on your side. And now that you know that there's something at stake, could you once again fold and unfold onto your back and pay attention to how you do it and notice what's the last thing that happens? So if you did it with just one leg, which most of you did it with just one leg, then that means the last thing that happens is that your right leg straightens, right? Can you sense that when you end up on your back? So the first thing that could happen would be that your right leg bends out to the side. And then what would your left arm do? Right? So it bends out to the side, and then you let your left arm sweep over your head and you roll onto your side. So your right leg bends out to the side in order to move you. So now could you begin to play with folding, unfolding, and then rolling onto your back and then reversing it? And each time you do it now, could you make it clearer? Really pay attention to really know what you're doing, how you're doing it, making it easier and more effortless every single time. Letting yourself come fully to your back each time so that the legs are long, the arms are long. And then let it go and rest on your backs. And now, once again, could you bring your arms and legs to that X position? And could you think for a moment, how could you take this movement so that it takes you over to your left side? So we just did this whole exploration on the right side. So don't do it yet. Really see it clearly. What would be the first thing that would happen? So now you're having to transpose to the other side your reversal. I mean, this is why Feldenkrais said that his work was for the brain. So go ahead and try it and see what it feels like. Are you able to translate this idea over to the other side? Or did it turn into something else completely different? And once you're on your left side, just stay there. And just take a moment on your left side. First of all, feel what's it like to be there? I mean, you've been on your right side for what seems like an eternity. So it's just kind of interesting to sense the shape of your back here. Notice what's comfortable or uncomfortable. And then just taking a moment right from here to imagine yourself folding your right knee and right elbow and head towards each other and away from each other, just imagining that movement. Right? There's so much that you already know in terms of what happens to the shape of your back, maybe how you breathe, but there's also so much unknown on this side. What happens in your shoulder and hip joints, how the left side can support you without tension. So many new and exciting vistas. So you imagine as much as possible, and then could you begin once again with just doing the very beginning of the movement? So just like the first fraction of a second and then letting it go just a few times so that you can feel, where does the movement begin? Does it begin in your knee and your elbow? Does it begin in your center? Does something tense in order to do it? So remember, they come towards each other. Is your head part of the picture? Or are you just doing the limbs? And then gradually, each time, let it get a little bit bigger. And it is really very useful to pay attention and notice what is happening on the bottom side, right? We mentioned it a little bit on the other side, but here too, sometimes people have a tendency when they start doing movements like this to grip on their bottom side in order to support themselves, in order to keep themselves from falling off the floor. So again, it's just the top leg and the top arm. So you're not doing both legs. Gradually letting it grow, making sure that your head is following in both directions, sensing your breath, the shape of your spine, maybe even checking in on that big camera looking down at you. So it's like you're looking in yourself and you're looking down all at the same time. And then again, let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. And then once again, roll on to your left side. Once again, finding that folding and unfolding motion. But this time, as you unfold, can you let that unfolding motion take you to rolling onto your back and then folding yourself back up onto your left side? Paying attention to see, what does the pelvis do in that moment where your left leg opens out to the left and you have to roll a little bit? What can you feel in your ribs on your right side as that right arm sweeps over your head? And again, could you think of it as perpetual motion, this kind of nonstop movement for a moment where it's alive in every moment and my awareness is with it in every moment. So don't forget to unfold. Some of you are just rolling around back and forth, which is fine, but paying attention to see if I'm actually doing what I think I'm doing. So you fold, bringing your elbow and your knee together, and then you unfold, straightening your legs, straightening your arm. Look up at your hands. So as you, and then the next time that you're on your back, just rest on your back. And are you feeling straighter? Crooked? Does your weight feel different on one side? What's the impression of your volume right now? How much space do you occupy? Are you small or are you tall? Or are you both? And And now bringing your hands back up to that X position, could you fold onto your right side? And now could we put the two halves of ourselves together? In other words, could you fold while you're lying on your right side, unfold, roll onto your back, and then fold over onto your left side? But make sure that you have that moment where you're completely unfolded, where your legs are long, your arms are long, and then you fold again. Don't cheat yourself of the incredible experience, because what happens is if you let yourself unfold all the way onto your back, and then you fold, that's when we are engaging the power in the center of yourself, your core, right? Instead of having to do a whole lot of Pilates exercises to make ourselves have good posture, just doing a movement like this and accessing that center of myself, my inner power to bring me in and open me out is incredible. And just begin to play a little bit with your tempo. You can go faster and slower and see if when you speed up, you're still able to maintain the integrity of the movement. And then the next time that you're on your backs, just take a rest. And by the way, what's the contact of your back with the floor like now? So once again, could you bring your arms into that X position? Now we're going to see if we really have both the clarity and the power to be able to do a movement without any interference from what Feldenkrais would call parasitic attitudes or movements. So, and an example I use often is the example of when a cat is stalking a bird, right? There's the cat, there's the bird, and then the next thing you know, there's just the cat. And there's nothing in between going, well, I'm not sure if I should, you know, use my right paw or my left paw, or maybe I should move over to the side. It's just there, clear, intention. So what I'd like you to do now is to have a clear idea that in a moment's notice, you could fold onto your right side using all of the skills that you've used throughout this whole lesson without holding your breath, without anything, in the fraction of a second. So when you're ready, I'm just going to say go, and you're just going to zip over onto your right side. Ready? And go. See if you can do it really fast now. Thinking again. Okay, so when we go to the left side, you're just going to go instantaneously, not slow motion, not Feldenkrais time, but it just like all at once. Ready and go. Yeah. And then once you're there, could you make yourself as small as possible so that when you unfold, it's almost like the Big Bang explosion. Ready and go. And then to the right side and go. And then back onto your back and whew. And then just pause a moment, because I know that that can be intense. You're really engaging your core there. And then go back to doing it in a leisurely fashion, folding from one side to the other side and really noticing now what's happening to your ribs, your back. Notice if you've changed the choreography. It's okay if you have. But again, it's about being aware that I'm doing it differently than I was doing it before. Play with tempo. Don't forget to include the folding part as well. And then let the whole thing go and rest on your backs. Taking a moment to sense if there's a movement of vitality. I call it vitality. Some people call it chi. Feldenkrais didn't believe there was such a thing as chi. He just said that people who seemed to have a lot of chi were very well organized. And then once more, in whatever way you want to, just roll onto your right side. And once again, just place your left hand on the floor in front of you like you did in the beginning of the lesson. And then so you don't have your hands folded anymore. You just have that left hand on the floor with the elbow in the air to support you. And just do that movement of bringing your chest toward your hand and away from your hand. Noticing what's that movement like for you now? Which option have you chosen? Is it the same one as you did in the beginning of the lesson, or did you choose a different one? So the two options again are rolling so that your head and your torso roll forward and back and your spine is just turning over, or flexion and extension, rounding your back and arching your back so that your chest is moving, so that your sternum in essence is moving towards your arm and away from your arm. So two different ways of accessing the thorax. And then roll onto your back. And then just take a moment on your back to just sense once again your relationship to your trunk. From the bottom of the pelvis to the top of the shoulder girdle, where you contact the floor, the three-dimensionality of it, how you kind of sense your ribs as you breathe, noticing the lumbar spine, the thoracic spine, the cervical spine. Has your head, the back of your head, changed its relationship with the floor? How do your limbs come out of your trunk now? And then starting from the extremities, from the hands and the feet, can you travel up your limbs and notice how they enter your trunk? Once more, imagine that camera floating above you, taking in your entire shape. The beautiful harmony of the length of our arms and our legs and our center. And then when you feel ready, you can slowly roll to your sides in any way you want. Fast, slow, like a cat, lazy, your own way, noticing how you do it and how you come up to sitting. And is coming up to sitting a different feeling after having done all that rolling around? And then come on up to standing. And once you're standing, just take a moment to sense what is the shape of your spine as you stand. Right? It's not as easy to sense the curves, but maybe you can sense where your head is placed, and that gives you a kind of a sense of your posture, your carriage. Can you feel how your legs come out of your trunk? And then just take a walk around and just notice. As you're walking, can you sense this movement of your thorax? Is it there for you? Don't worry if you don't sense it, but it's an interesting question. What does my upper chest, my thoracic spine, how does it participate in the act of walking? And how does folding and unfolding help support me in the vertical, in my relationship to gravity? Well, thank you all.